The mass evacuation in Victoria's east has continued today, ahead of some of the worst fire conditions in the state's history. Authorities temporarily reopened some roads in a bid to get people out of towns that were cut off during severe fires earlier this week. The Defence Force has been helping with the evacuation process and dropping supplies to stranded communities. All the while, firefighters are preparing for another extremely difficult day. David Sparks is in Bairnsdale in East Gippsland.
The first thing I saw when I woke up this morning, apart from the thick smoke, of course, was the Princes Highway coming into the eastern side of Bairnsdale, really with a full load of traffic, people coming in from further east of within East Gippsland areas from the direction of Lake's entrance, but they would have been coming from much further afield than that. A lot of people clearly heeding the advice to get out today, because tomorrow is going to be a difficult time, as we know, with the extreme fire conditions. The other thing I saw today was really, I'm going to say, a community well and truly mobilised. I was at the Lucknow Community Hall, where there's a huge donations program going on with clothing and food. And I saw people there who, in particular, one person who had lost her house. And I spoke to her, and she said that she just felt so supported and connected with the people around her in what was such a difficult time for her. I also have seen people trying to find motel rooms to sleep in here in Bairnsdale because they've decided that they have to get out. And of course, that's not always easy to do. But as I say, there is that human spirit rising here. And that was mentioned just a little while ago by CFA Chief Officer Steve Warrington. He's been out to a few isolated towns where people are doing it tough. And he said that what he saw was for him a real glimmer of hope in this whole thing.
The silver side of it for me that I saw out there today, amongst all this devastation, and tears, and what was hugs, and the words that came was love. It sounds quite maybe bizarre or even corny, but the reality is there was love. You know, people said that people are bringing food, the communities are banding together really tight. There's this real sense of camaraderie in it that is sort of a silver lining and hard to grasp.
CFA Chief Officer Steve Warrington. And David, what kind of progress has been made in evacuating those towns at the same time as building defences before tomorrow?
Well, that is the double-pronged effort that's going on right now. We know a fair bit about progress from Mallacoota. By the end of today, there will be some 1,000 people who have been evacuated by sea from Mallacoota. That still leaves, I think, some 3,000. But where the information is not as clear is in efforts to evacuate other towns in East Gippsland and North-East Victoria. The reason that information is not clear is because it is such a vast area and such a complex logistical process. But the Defence Force and the police have been trying to open roads to get people out. There have been a few police car guided convoys, for want of a better term, getting people out of some areas. It is a really complex, ever-moving logistical behemoth, this process that the authorities are trying to get out of the way today before they concentrate on fighting fires tomorrow.
Yeah, so we've heard that it's going to be shocking conditions, but what exactly are we anticipating in Victoria tomorrow?
Well, tomorrow, Gippsland is heading for temperatures in the low 40s. Northeast Victoria will go even higher than that. It'll be a little windy in the morning, and then the wind will really pick up in the afternoon when a change comes through. It'll be a cooler change, but unfortunately that's not necessarily good news because it'll be really blustery winds. The authorities are continually describing the conditions coming up tomorrow as unprecedented. They are absolutely urging everybody to get out of the area. They've told us just a short while ago about the way they've deployed their resources to try and protect towns where possible, especially where people haven't been able to get out of towns because evacuation isn't possible with the roads. And of course, that's backed up by a lot of containment work. We heard from Beth Roberts on this topic. She's the Gippsland's Deputy Chief Fire Officer for the Forestry Department here.
The scale of what we're looking at tomorrow is all of East Gippsland. If you can leave, you must leave. The potential impact zone is quite large, and I do want to impress upon people that it's significant. We're already looking at two-thirds of East Gippsland, and the next 2 days worth of fire run activity will be more than what we have seen in the weeks to date.
Beth Roberts from Victoria's Forestry Department and David Sparks reporting there from East Gippsland.